Welcome to HSBC Talks Business, the podcast series that brings together business leaders and industry experts to explore the latest global insights, trends, and opportunities. Make sure you're subscribed to stay up to date with new episodes. Thanks for listening, and now on to today's show.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for those who have clicked the link and joined us on today, episode 2 of 5 questions, 5 answers in 5 minutes. I'm joined by Vince Havis, Managing Director at Paytech Commercial. And on the back of episode 1, we just wanted to dig a little further into what the analysis delivered by the team at Paytech Commercial looks like and what it delivers to you listeners within the organization. And so thanks, Vin, for joining me today.
Very welcome.
The first question I wanted to ask really is about the artificial intelligence and the sources of information that Paytech uses to drill into the World Wide Web and deliver the data set that is going to then become part of the consultation.
Sure. Well, 3 principal data sets. Buyer's data, supplier's data, and then the data that we store ourselves in our data lake. So buyer data is going to be things very pertinent to the buyer, their purchase order, volumes and values, their invoice, volumes and values and payment, volume values, payment terms, things like that. Then on the supplier data side, we've got the network data coming in from the likes of MasterCard and Visa. Then we have Dun & Bradstreet data, which tells us what those suppliers actually do. And then we have other data from third parties who actually make the payments to the suppliers so we can see where it's worked before. And finally, in our data lake, we have all of those B2B relevant suppliers and those organizations and those transaction sizes. And we piece all that together using algorithms to score why this buyer's relationship makes sense, given the data that we've seen elsewhere that is the same as theirs. And so high scores, leaning towards certain types of payment products in certain conditions.
Fantastic. So a wide array of sources and then the technology to put it all together into that dashboard that you deliver to customers with the output.
Yep.
The second question I have for you, Vince, is you've done a lot of those. Are there common themes, geographic locations, specific commodities that are recurring as area of opportunities in the dashboards?
So the simple answer to this question is supply chains aren't as different as you think. So when we look at someone who's in the technology sector versus in the retail sector, they will have 5% of their suppliers or so who are very discrete, and we'll find very specialist categories within their relative to their particular industry. But the other 95% of the suppliers are quite common. So what I'm going to play back to you is after having analyzed about $5 trillion, that's 5% of the world's GDP, we only have about 4 or 5 million B2B suppliers in there. So what that says is, you know, we bring in another customer. We're not adding a whole new set of suppliers. So the other thing we've done is now that we've got the Dun & Bradstreet categorization of these suppliers, we can be much more accurate about what it is they do. So we can zone in on particular categories when we need to. But the broad response is very direct supply chains, quite different, less than 5% of suppliers. All the rest, quite common.
Great. We've worked together on a number of customer engagements. So we will have done together HSBC Paytech a number of those analyses, and I'm familiar with the output and the customer's reaction. But you have experience with other issuers, and you've done that hundreds of times. That's your bread and butter, your day to day. Is there, in your view, an average size of opportunities across these customers that you interact with? Is there a number, something that that a customer should expect when it comes to size, opportunity size?
Yeah, so we broadly have three types of opportunity. I mean, there are many, many different use cases for customers, but one would be working capital. And usually we find around 1% of the suppliers that we're targeting on cards to get to about 10% of the spend in the file. Then we have a second set of opportunities, which are more process driven, where most of the transactions are. And that's usually around 30 to 40% of the invoices from less than 5% of the suppliers. And then finally, to deal with the tail, the very long tail, we're usually able to target 30 to 40% perhaps of the suppliers. They won't be very much of the spend, probably less than 1% of the spend, but that will help avoid the need to set them up on the ERP and the bank details. So that, those are broadly the three kind of dimensions.
Okay. And so you've been doing that for what, over 24 months now, right? It's been a good three years that you've been running analysis with customers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The question I have, as the tool is developing, there are other opportunities beyond cards that we talk to our customers about with our payment specialist colleagues. How do you reflect that? And as the tool evolves to reflect some of those opportunities beyond cards at Paytech?
Yep. So absolutely. What we do is we always look at the buyer's relationship with that supplier and then see what might be the best way to pay them and then see how they are being paid. So a great example is supply chain finance, where we'll use separate scoring to identify that. And so it could be low numbers of payments, high value, non-card acceptors, and then all sorts of other data to sort of look at the jurisdiction, supplier classifications, whether they're tier one, tier two kind of companies, their credit ratings, cost of financing in terms of trade. So we'll use all sorts of other kinds of data points to help identify why a different payment method might work.
So not all about cards. And I think we need to be transparent about this, right? So we work in cards. We want to identify opportunities for cards for customers.
Yep.
But it's not only about cards. And ultimately, the more solutions complement each other, the better the outcome for the customer, because they will be able to grow the card program and other financing programs on the side, on the back of that analysis. Finally, I want to stick to our 1 minute. Is there any anecdote you want to share with the listener about a bird like moment that you would have come across when, you know, you took the data? Maybe the expectations were not there yet, and when delivering the data, the person you were speaking to went like, "Wow, I did not expect this."
Yeah, I mean, it's a very common experience when we play back the data to someone, their data, and show them what's going on, that they're somewhat amazed. I mean, the categories of response, and we get them regularly, are probably as follows. The first one is customers saying, "This is the first time I've seen my data this way. I've never seen it all in one place before. We're a very complex organization. Wow, how can we use this?" The second one is customers are often overwhelmed by how long their tail is. Typically, around 60% of their suppliers are representing less than 1% of their spend, but maybe 10, 15% of all their payments. The third one is it's great when you get the reaction from customers saying, "We didn't realize that you could solve pain for other parts of our body, you know, in accounts payable and procurement." And then finally, it's the realization from customers that they might be the best payer who's left on the bench, who can help to achieve these opportunities in concert with yourselves.
Yeah. Well, look, Vince, thank you very much. 5 minutes, 5 questions, 5 answers. That was episode 2 of our series. Again, a massive thank you to our listener, and a big thank you to you too, Vince, for joining me today.
Very welcome.
Thank you for joining us at HSBC Talks Business. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. Please do subscribe to the HSBC Talks Business channel to stay up to date with new episodes.